Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason filling in for Matt Pocket on this Tuesday night as we have boys basketball quarterfinal action in Division 4 featuring the Kearney NATO Wolves taking on the Rudyard Bulldogs at the Suhai Gymnasium. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios once again tonight is Emily Pentecost, and joining us atop the balcony here at the Suhai Gymnasium, color commentator and basketball analyst Ray Bell. And Ray, well, we don't need to lead up to this game. This is a very big game here at the Suhai Gymnasium between the Rudyard Bulldogs and Kearney NATO Wolves. Rudyard enters this game with a record of 17-2. Kearney NATO 13-8. We saw the same two teams for girls last night. You excited for this one tonight here in the Sioux?
Of course. I mean, if you can't be excited for a quarterfinal game, you're not going to get excited for anything in basketball.
The Rudyard Bulldogs, as I mentioned, enter tonight's contest with a record of 17-2 as they defeated Alanson in their regional final last Thursday by the score of 85-49. The Bulldogs shot over 56% from the field. E.J. Suggett had a big game in that one, along with Tate Besteman and Gannon Smith, along with Austin Warner, all in double digits in that contest. Suggett reached the 1,000-point career scoring milestone in the regional final. And Rudyard, certainly a very confident bunch right now, Ray, entering this game as the favorite. But they can't overlook this Kearney NATO team, and not a lot of people expected the Wolves to be in this position as they entered the postseason with just an 8-8 record. But we talk about it all the time, Ray. The season starts over once you hit the postseason, and Kearney NATO, they edged out Bessemer in their regional final by the score of 60-57. Bo Kaufman, who was player of the year in the Skyline Central Conference, led the Wolves with 21 points. And we talked about it last night, Ray. Once you get to this stage, you can't overlook anybody, because anyone that gets to a quarterfinal is a pretty darn good team.
Yes, and you got to factor in emotions, how you handle the emotions of the moment. And a lot of times you'll see seniors that they really rise up to the occasion. They want to go out with a bang their senior year, no matter what sport it is, and they play unbelievable. The other thing you got to factor into it, you're now playing a team from a different region of the state. They might choose to defend Suggett and Besteman in a totally different way that Rudyard hasn't seen, and it might throw them off for a bit. So you can't take anybody for granted.
One of the things that is pretty evident when you look at both teams warming up right now is size-wise, Rudyard has a big advantage with Tate Besteman, 6'4", 6'5". You have a couple other players, 6'3", 6'2". Kearney NATO's tallest player is 6'1". As a coach, Ray, when you have that size advantage, what are the keys as far as, you know, using that advantage here tonight?
You want to try and get the ball inside, either by throwing it into the low block, post moves, or looking to take the ball to the rack. Use your size advantage going for layups, because all they can do is, if you use your body correctly, is get fouled and go to the foul line, maybe get an old-fashioned three-point play. And you're defensively, it helps, because it's tougher to pass over the top of that, so it can create a lot of intimidating factors.
The winner of tonight's game will advance to the Division 4 state semifinal, which will be played Thursday in Grand Rapids at the Van Andel Arena at 10 a.m. And the winner of this game will take on the winner of another quarterfinal going on tonight in Vicksburg between Wyoming, Tri-Unity Christian, and Weberville. We're going to take our first break here in our pregame show. We come back, we'll look at some of the girls' results from last night and look forward to tonight's big boys basketball quarterfinal in Division 4 here at the Suhai Gymnasium between the Kearney NATO Wolves and the Rudyard Bulldogs. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell at the Suhai Gymnasium for boys basketball, a Division 4 quarterfinal between the Kearney NATO Wolves and the Rudyard Bulldogs. Last night, Ray and I were in Nagani for the girls' quarterfinal in Division 4, and the Rudyard Bulldogs led by 5 in the fourth quarter, but Kearney NATO goes on a 15-0 run to end the game as the Bulldogs fall to the Wolves by the score of 62-52. Rudyard ends their most successful season in school history for girls basketball as they claimed a district title and a regional title for the first time ever. Chesney Molina, she scored 18 points for the Bulldogs last night. Brooklyn Besteman with 15 and Tristan Smith with 13. Kearney Nadu were led by Samantha Kettish, who had a game-high 22 points as they advance to a Division IV semifinal tomorrow morning in Grand Rapids, where they will take on Fowler. And, Ray, you know, the Bulldogs were in that game. It certainly was a tough way to end the season. But I think all those girls probably today feel a little bit better. Sure, they're disappointed, but what a successful season for the Rudyard Bulldogs. They were right there, and they weren't that far away from making their first ever state semifinal last night.
Yeah, a great feeling. And there were probably a lot of people who were telling, you don't have a chance, and it's good to get there. When they showed they had great potential, they did a great job. Kids coming back, maybe give them incentive to work a little bit harder in the offseason and in summer and get one step farther.
Yeah, Coach Carlos Molina, Coco Molina, and the entire staff doing a great job with that Rudyard girls program. Calumet in Division III, they advanced to a state semifinal as they knocked off Maple City Glen Lake by the score of 73-69. They'll take on Kent City tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 at the Breslin Center. And the other UP team that was still alive last night, Escanaba, they played Portland close, but Portland edges out Escanaba 47-41 as they advance to their state semifinal. A couple UP teams alive besides these two tonight. In boys basketball, you have Iron Mountain in Division III. They are in action tonight as they take on McBain at the Lake City High School, while Escanaba in Division II, making their first ever state quarterfinal, they'll take on Bridgeport. That one will be at the Coruna High School, wherever that is. Somewhere downstate, I think.
I'll go with you.
I appreciate that, Ray. The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WMKD. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and WMKD. Ray, we got a couple minutes left. Keys to the game for both teams. First of all, for the Rudyard Bulldogs, obviously they want to play that high-intensity, high-pressure style. They want to get the bigs involved, and they want to more than likely do a little press against a team. You know, you look at them, they're a good team, but size-wise, maybe that's a big Rudyard advantage. What are the keys for the Bulldogs tonight?
I think they have to play really good defense. Defense and control the boards. You want to let Kearney one shot and done, so you can quickly get in your fast break. Try and get the offensive boards when you miss. Turnovers. You want to play fast, but you want to play smart, under control, and just relax and have fun. Enjoy the moment. Realize that this game is going to be a game of runs. They're going to put some runs. They're going to make some shots. Keep cool and just play your game, and you can win.
And if you're Kearney Nadu, obviously you're happy to be at this point. You've had a lot of close games in districts and regionals. You have a little bit of a size disadvantage, but you want to, you know, try to still play your game despite maybe a team that looks on paper far your superior.
Now, they may be shorter, but they also may be a lot quicker. So they might try and spread Rudyard out, get their bigs away from the basket, five out, pass, cut, take threes, use their quickness to their advantage, and if you can make threes from the outside, if you're patient enough, you can get open looks.
We're going to take our final break here in our pregame show. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the opening tip of our boys basketball quarterfinal in Division IV at the Sioux High Gymnasium between the Rudyard Bulldogs and the Kearney Nadu Wolves. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gymnasium on this beautiful Tuesday evening as we have boys quarterfinal action in Division 4 between the Kearney Nadu Wolves and the Rudyard Bulldogs. Starting lineups tonight, first for Kearney Nadu, starting number 5, Bo Kaufman, number 11, Tim Hodson, number 15, Peyton Imhoff, number 24, Juan Mayer, and number 32, Braden Kachuk. Starting tonight for the Rudyard Bulldogs, number 3, Hayden Mills, number 5, Tate Besteman, number 10, Cam Peterson, number 23, Austin Warner, and number 42, E.J. Suggett. Rudyard in their black jerseys with the orange trim and white numerals. Kearney Nadu in their white jerseys with the green and yellow trim and the green numerals. Rudyard will get the ball first in the opening possession. as they look to advance to the semifinals. And I was trying to look through the historical archives, Ray. I believe one time in the 1960s, the Rudyard Bulldogs boys program made it to the state semifinals. Well, let's just say it's been a couple generations since that's happened.
Yes.
So here we go. We are underway at the Suhai Gymnasium. Rudyard moving right to left as seen on your radio dial. Lob pass inside Bestman, now at the free throw line outside Peterson. Peterson stops and pops from the free throw line. That one rattles out, and rebound goes out of bounds to the Wolves.
And Carney Nainu starts off in a 1-3-1 zone.
So the Wolves with their first possession, 7:40 to play in this first quarter, no score. Bo Kaufman, their leading scorer, being guarded by Peterson. Now Kaufman had it poked away by Peterson. Nice steal. Cam Peterson goes to the basket, lays it up with the right hand, and in. And the Bulldogs lead 2-0 in a very partisan Rudyard crowd here tonight, Ray.
Yes, definitely very partisan.
Now Kaufman with it. He'll drive, get it outside. That's Hodson. Hodson up top to LaFord. Now over on the left wing, that's Flanagan. Flanagan passes it over to Hodson. Now he drives the baseline, lost the ball, picked up by Mills. Bulldogs with it, leading 2-0, 7:05 to play in this first quarter. Peterson over to Mills. Now Mills on the right wing, being guarded by Kaufman. Lob pass inside Bestman. Draws a double team. Warner open inside, lays it off the glass and in. And it's 4-0 Bulldogs, 1 minute gone by in this first quarter.
And if Carney's going to double team Bestman, there's going to be somebody open, and you got to take advantage of it like they just did.
Now Kaufman drives. Runner in the lane. Good. Nice shot by Bo Kaufman. And the Wolves on the board. It's 4-2 Bulldogs. Now Bulldogs picking up the pace. Nice pass by Peterson, and that's going to be a travel. Good call there as Hayden Mills saw the open space, but he traveled.
Yep, he got so excited, forgot to put the ball down. And I like on defense how Bestman contained himself and tried to draw the charge, but didn't overcommit.
6:35 to play in this first quarter, 4-2 Rudyard. Now Kachuk up top on the left wing. That's Flanagan. Gets it back between the circles, LaFord. Now on the right wing, bad pass, or I should say a bad catch on a pass by Kukuk, and that's going to go out of bounds to the Bulldogs.
And right now, Rudyard's winning the turnover battles. Carney has three out of four possessions down the floor.
Now Peterson between the circles for the Bulldogs, over to Mills on the left wing, back on top, Peterson. Peterson gets it over to Warner on the right wing. Now inside, Bestman draws a double team. Here's Warner driving, misses the shot. Bestman on the rebound, looked like he was fouled, and now they're going to call a jump ball.
I think that guy got enough of the ball, and if it's your hand, the hand on the ball is considered part of the ball. So
6:05 to play in this first quarter, 4-2 Rudyard in our boys' quarterfinal from Suhai. Now Kaufman has it between the circles. He'll drive, get it outside to Hodson. Now on the near corner, LaForge, three, no good. Rebound picked up by Suggett for the Bulldogs. Suggett across the midcourt line for Rudyard. Now Suggett drives. Nice pass inside, and a dunk by Tate Bestman. He slams it down with authority, and that gets the crowd on their feet at 6-2 Rudyard, 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Great start for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you could feel the excitement in the air after that play.
And what a pass by Suggett.
Sneaky and effective.
Kukuk gets it over on the left wing to Kaufman. Now Kaufman up top, Flanagan. Flanagan over on the left wing to Hodson. Now outside to Kaufman. Kaufman on the left wing, Flanagan. He launches the three and hits it. Michael Flanagan's first points. He has three, and it's 6-5 Bulldogs, 5:10 to play in this first quarter.
And Carney is very patient on the offensive end, looking for their shot.
Now Suggett, he can shoot it from the outside and score on the inside for the Bulldogs. Suggett over to Peterson. Now Peterson finds some space, pass to Bestman at the free throw line. Nice pass to Warner. He puts it off the glass and in. Great passing display by the Bulldogs here. It's 8-5 Rudyard.
Passing like that defeats good defense.
4:50 to play in this first quarter. Now Kaufman with it. On the left wing, Flanagan. Now Flanagan, little pass over to the far corner to Hodson. Now Flanagan fakes the three, puts the runner off the glass and in. Flanagan with five, and Carney hang with Rudyard. They trail 8-7.
Yep. Carney does a good job of making ball fakes, driving, and taking shots.
Now Peterson's pass stolen by Kaufman, and Carney looking for their first lead. 8-7 Rudyard, 4:20 to play in this first quarter. Kaufman has it. He'll drive, draw contact, and that's going to be a foul on Suggett, as Suggett just didn't have good position underneath there, Ray.
Yeah, he should have let him go because Mills was in position to draw the charge.
So at the line for Carney Nainu, Bo Kaufman, he has 2 points, and these are the first free throws in this contest. First free throw up, that one's good. Kaufman with three, and it's 8-8.
And so far, when Kearney looks to shoot, they look very confident and focused on their shots and offense.
Now, Peyton Imhoff will check in for Kearney Nadu as he will replace Braden Kukuk. Second free throw up. That one's no good. Rebounded by Warner. 8-8 tie. 4:15 to play in this first quarter. Peterson over to Suggett on the left wing. Now Suggett up top to Peterson. Peterson now left of the lane. Gets it outside to Suggett. Long three. That one's way off. We'll call it a pass to Mills. And that one's going to go off a Kearney player. We'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was long. That's usually not how Mr. Suggett shoots it, but it still only counts as one miss.
Now Gannon Smith will check in for the Bulldogs, replacing Hayden Mills. 4:03 to play in this first quarter, an 8-8 tie between Rudyard and Kearney Nadu. Now up top, that's Smith with the three. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound picked up by LaFord, and we're going to have another foul. And if that's on Suggett, Ray, that's his second. And we talked about it, early foul trouble, and Rudyard's found that early.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that was really a foul, but...
So Suggett stays out there with those two fouls. Halfway through this first quarter, we're tied at 8. Kaufman with it on the right wing, being guarded by Peterson. Good matchup there. Up top, that's Imhoff. Gets it outside to LaFord. Now Hoffman over on the left wing. Imhoff passes up the three. Gets it between the circles to LaFord. Now he passes it to Kaufman. Kaufman being guarded by Warner. Now Kaufman on the left wing. That's Hodson with the three, and that one's good. So Kearney hitting their outside shots, Ray, and they lead 11-8, 3:25 to play in this first quarter.
Yep, they're very patient with their moving, passing, and screening until they get the shot they want.
Now Peterson with it on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Peterson at the free throw line. Gets it inside Besteman. Nice pass to Smith. He lays it off the glass and in. Gannon Smith's first two, and it's 11-10. Wolves, 3:05 to play in this first quarter.
I think this is going to be back and forth all night long.
It has that feeling. Now Kaufman, stolen by Peterson. Peterson across the midcourt line. He lost the ball. Picked back up by Hodson for the Wolves. Across the midcourt line. Open underneath is LaFord. LaFord passes up the shot, gets it up top. Now good passing by Kearney Nadu, a three. Kaufman far corner. That one short. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Bulldogs trail by 1:45 to play in this first quarter. Now Peterson with the ball between the circles for Rudyard. Lob pass to Besteman at the free throw line over to Warner. Now Warner up top to Peterson. That one goes to the midcourt line, but Peterson keeps it. Now Peterson over to Warner on the left wing. On the baseline, Warner up top to Peterson. Now Peterson over to Suggett. Fakes the three. Now we'll drive. And he had his pocket picked there by the Kearney player. That was Flanagan.
Yeah, Kearney may be small, but they're very quick and recover fast on defense and kind of throwing Rudyard a little off on the offensive end.
Wolves with the ball leading by 1:05 to play. Now a drive to the basket, and that's going to be a foul on Besteman. Looked like Besteman had good position underneath, but he draws the foul, or he gets the foul, I should say, and that'll send Kearney back to the line.
Yeah, you're allowed. He had the principle of verticality. He was in position there.
So at the free throw line, Tim Hodson with 3 points. Kearney, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe so far. Yet to pick up a foul here in this first quarter.
And I think Rudyard needs to settle down and just work, be a little more patient in offense.
Hodson misses the first free throw. He'll shoot one more. Now Nathan Walling will check in as he will replace Austin Warner. And we haven't seen Walling for a while. He was one of the players on spring break, so his first action in a couple weeks.
And hopefully he comes in and doesn't miss a beat.
And Hodson misses both free throws. Rebound picked up by Besteman. 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. Kearney Nadu leads Rudyard 11-10. Now Walling underneath to Smith. Smith lost the ball, and that's going to be Rudyard's ball as diving for it was Flanagan, but he had his body on the end line.
Yep, and if Rudyard gets the ball in the paint, Kearney is swarming to the ball and very aggressive. So you got to have a plan what you're going to do if you get in the paint.
Now Suggett on the inbounds, almost stolen there, picked up by Walling. Now on the left wing, Peterson. Peterson with it up top to Suggett. Suggett over to Peterson on the left wing, inside to Smith. Smith had it stripped again, gets it back. And that goes to Suggett on the right wing three. That one's way off again. That one will go out of bounds to the Wolves. Bulldogs a little nervy on their last few offensive possessions here, Ray.
Yeah, they kind of got used to how quickly they could score against Alanson, and their Kearney is no Alanson.
No, 11-10 Kearney, 1:30 to play. Now another strip by Peterson. He's going to have an uncontested layup, and he'll lay it in with the right hand off the glass and in. Cam Peterson with 4, and the Bulldogs lead 12-11. With 1:22 to play here in this first quarter.
Cam's done two nice steals now.
So now the Wolves with it. Kaufman across the midcourt line. Being guarded still by Peterson. Kaufman over the far corner. That's LaFord. Now LaFord in the paint. Outside on the right wing. Flanagan three. That one's off the back heel. Rebound picked up by Smith. And we'll finally have a foul on Carney Nadeau. That'll go against Tim Hodson on the rebound picked up by Besteman, his first.
Yeah, good position. And that was over the back, so that was the correct call.
Bulldogs with the ball trailing by one as we approach 1 minute left here in this first quarter. Now Peterson with it between the circles for Rudyard. Over to Smith. Now Smith inside, right of the lane. Suggett almost stolen again. Suggett at the free throw line up top to Peterson. Now Peterson left elbow shot off the mark. Rebound off of Besteman, and that'll go back to the Wolves.
Rudyard on their offense, they kind of need to go to like a 2-2-1 format. The best way to attack a 1-3-1 defense.
Now Imhoff with the ball across the midcourt line for Carney Nadeau. Left of the lane, now outside to Hodson. Now Hodson drives on the right wing. Kaufman, three, good. Bo Kaufman with six, and Carney leads Rudyard 14-12.
Yeah, so far the Carney shooters look relaxed. The Rudyard shooters look nervous.
Now another steal by the Wolves, 20 seconds left. Nice dribbling display there by Imhoff up top as Carney will play for the last shot. They lead 14-12 with 10 seconds left. Now along the sideline, Imhoff between the circles over on the left wing. LaFord now along the baseline. We're going to have another foul, and who's that on, Ray? I think that's on Peterson.
I believe so.
And it is, and that's a break because if that was on Suggett, that's his third.
Yes.
So fourth team foul for the Bulldogs. 6.4 seconds remaining here in this first quarter. The Wolves with a two-point lead as Warner will check back in for Rudyard along with Louis Mayer replacing Suggett. Good call there. You don't want him to pick up his third foul here with 6 seconds left in the first.
I was going to say, this is usually a spot where you would take Suggett out for a little
now
bit.
Now Kaufman, far corner with it. Up top, LaFord. Carney's got to shoot it. Hodson, they won't get it off. After one quarter of play, Carney Nadeau leads Rudyard 14-12 in our quarterfinal from Sioux High. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. After one quarter of play in our boys basketball quarterfinal from Sioux High, Carney Nadeau leads Rudyard 14-12. The Bulldogs with the ball to start the second quarter. Peterson with the ball for Rudyard. He leads all Bulldog scorers with four points along with Warner. Now Suggett underneath, and we're going to have a double dribble. And again, this Carney Nadeau defense, Ray, causing Rudyard some problems here, especially in the second half of that first quarter.
Years ago, my thing used to be protect the paint. The ball goes in there, you swarm the ball, make them kick it out.
Now here's Imhoff with it. On the left wing, Hodson. Hodson up top, Flanagan. On the right wing, Kaufman. Kaufman leading all scorers for Carney Nadeau with 6 points. Now Kaufman, top of the circle. On the left wing, LaFord. Far corner, that's Imhoff. Back up top to LaFord. Now here's Kaufman, right wing three. That one just missed. Rebound picked up by Mills. Bulldogs with it trailing by two. 7:20 to play in the second quarter. Mills on the right wing. Up top to Peterson. Over to Warner. Warner now inside. Pass picked up by Besteman along the baseline. Now Besteman drives outside to Warner. Warner trying to get it to Besteman. That nice block there by Flanagan. It goes out of bounds off a Rudyard player. And, I'll tell you what, the Carney Nadeau player better be careful. He really voiced his displeasure with that call, but I don't know what he's complaining about. They got the ball.
He misunderstood the referee. The ref's like, relax, dude.
Exactly. Imhoff with it for the Wolves. Top of the circle. Good ball movement for the Wolves here in this first half. Now driving the baseline, LaFord. He puts it up no good. That one was partially blocked by Besteman. Here's Suggett with it across the midcourt line. E.J. Suggett over to Peterson on the left wing. Passes up the three. Now gets along the baseline to Mills. Mills had it stripped again. Boy, Carney has stripped the Bulldogs in their defensive zone about five or six times here so far, Ray.
I don't think anyone in the UP has really swarmed the post like Carney has shown the ability to.
Now Imhoff's three-pointer misses. Rebound picked up by Peterson. He'll drive, put it up off the back of the heel of the back bar of the rim, rather, and in. He had six, and we're tied at 14. Easy for me to say there, Ray.
Well, I will let you use it. And now Rudyard's into their 1-3-1 trap to try and change the tempo of the game here.
Now across the midcourt line, Kaufman with it. Get it outside. Three-pointer, Imhoff. That one's no good. Fans wanted a travel, none called. Here's Peterson on the rebound. Peterson over to Besteman along the baseline. He stops and pops and hits it. Tate Besteman with four, and the Bulldogs regain the lead at 16-14.
And Rudyard needs to take a little more of those mid-range shots.
And the Bulldogs pressing. Carney gets it across the midcourt line. Kaufman with it, draws the double team. Now Kaufman on the right wing to Imhoff. Bounce pass up top to Flanagan. Over in the far corner, that's Hodson's three. That one way off, but it goes to a Carney player. That's Kaufman. Outside to Hodson. Now on the near side, Kaufman. Near corner, Imhoff draws the double team up top to Hodson. Kaufman, near corner, three. Imhoff, that one's off again. Rebound picked up by Warner. Nice outlet pass to Mills. Mills going to lay it up with the right hand and put it off the glass. And then his first two. We have a timeout. Carney Nadeau and this crowd getting on their feet, Ray. 5:12 to play in the second quarter. Rudyard leads Carney Nadeau 18-14.
A nice spurt by Rudyard. Six straight points, taking that little mid-range jump shot. Great move to go to that 1-3-1 half-court trap, kind of change the momentum. And they just got to be, Rudyard has to be aware on offense. When the ball goes in the paint, they're swarming quick. Quick passes out, relocate, or a quick shot. But you can't handle the ball.
Where can you find good information on all kinds of topics related to the well-being of our student-athletes? Check out the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. Learn about multi-sport participation, heat and hydration, cardiovascular resources, as well as insurance benefits available for students. It's all on the health and safety page of MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. So the Bulldogs on a 6-0 run to start this second quarter. They lead Carney Nadeau by the score of 18-14. And the winner of this game will advance to Thursday's semifinal at the Van Andel Arena against either Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian or Weberville.
And now Rudyard is switching back out of man, or back out of a 1-3-1 going into man right now.
Wolves with the ball trailing by four off the timeout. Across the midcourt line, Flanagan. Flanagan, right-handed dribble, being guarded by Besteman on the left wing. Kaufman, he'll drive along the baseline. That's got to be an offensive foul. Wow, they do call it. Okay. Yeah. It was a late call, but Cam Peterson had good positioning, and he draws the foul.
Well, it wasn't so much late. The two officials were kind of deciding who was going to make the call, and they both agreed on the call.
That foul on number five, Kaufman, his first, just the second team foul for the Wolves. Bulldogs have it, leading by four. Peterson on the left wing for Rudyard. Up top to Suggett. Now Besteman at the free throw line. Besteman gets it back out to Suggett. Now Suggett over to Mills. Mills stops and pops from three. That one's no good. Rebound inside Besteman. Besteman gets it to Peterson. Now Peterson lost the ball. Another strip by the Wolves, but Peterson goes to the floor. Great pass as the Bulldogs have it. Now Mills will reset on the right wing. Great play by Peterson going to the floor. Now Besteman stops and pops and puts it in. Tate Besteman with six, and the Bulldogs want him to get going, Ray, as they lead by six.
And he can make that mid-range shot. If they're going to give him that, take that. And now to a 1-3-1 again for Rudyard.
4:15 to play in this second quarter. Wolves with it, and that's going to be a travel. And good job on the defensive end there by Smith and Besteman causing the turnover.
Now, if you have a smart team and can switch defenses based on whether you make or miss the basket, it can really create a lot of havoc for your opponent.
Peterson on the inbound. He'll get it to Suggett. Suggett walks it across the midcourt line. E.J. Suggett yet to score in this game. Something tells me that's going to change. Now Suggett with it. On the left wing, Mills. Pass inside. Smith. Now Besteman. In the paint. Finds Peterson open. Had it stripped again, and that'll go out of bounds. And boy, this Kearney team, they're pesky on the defensive end, Ray.
Well, and Peterson, instead of making that power dribble, just step and lay it up and in.
Now Peterson to inbound. Underneath the Wolves basket. Peterson gets it up top to Mills. Now Mills inside. Nice pass. Smith will be fouled. That foul will go on number 20, Michael Flanagan, and Rudyard will go to the free throw line for the first time tonight, Ray, with 3:49 to play in the second quarter. Went to my hockey mode again. They lead by six.
And see, you saw Smith that time get the ball and go right up strong. He got the shot off and gets fouled.
Smith makes his first free throw. He has three.
And he's done a great job coming off the bench for Rudyard, playing good defense and contributing on the offensive end.
Bulldogs on a 9-0 run to start this second quarter as Smith calmly sinks both free throws. And the Bulldogs up by 8 with 3:45 to play in the second quarter.
It made baskets, so Rudyard's in a 1-3-1.
Wolves with it across the midcourt line. Imhoff along the baseline. Now here's Kaufman, right wing 3, and that one's good. Kaufman with 9, and that cuts the lead to 5 with 3:30 to play in the second quarter.
Well, they're bound to get him. That was still a good defensive move.
Mills pass inside to Smith, and that's going to go off a Kearney player out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bulldogs.
And again, Smith bounced the ball that time, and Kearney got a piece of it.
So Peterson once again on the inbounds. Peterson waiting, trying to find someone open. He finally gets it in, and that's going to be swatted out of bounds again. As this Kearney Nadu team, Ray, undersized, but boy, they are in your face when you get the ball.
Yeah, well, that's taking advantage of their speed and quickness.
Now Suggett on the inbounds, gets it to Besteman. Suggett with it, inside Besteman with the size advantage. He puts it in, he has 8, and the Bulldogs lead 24-17, 3:10 to play in the second quarter.
A nice job by Besteman to score that basket, laid it up and in without getting... drawing a charge.
Now far corner 3. That's LaFord, and he hits it. So 3 is really keeping Kearney Nadu in this game. They trail by 4. Bulldogs yet to hit a 3 so far. Here's Besteman over to Mills on the right wing. Now Mills. Lob pass to Besteman. Besteman at the right elbow. Gets it back outside to Suggett. Now Suggett. Top of the arc. Will drive. Suggett. Draws contact, no call. Now Suggett, nice move underneath off the high glass. No rebound, picked up by the Wolves. And they have the ball trailing 24-20 with 2:30 to play in the second quarter.
And Suggett's just got to relax and let the game come to him. He's trying to force it too much now to get his points.
Kaufman on the left wing, being guarded by Peterson. Up top, that's LaFord with the 3. That one's no good. Picked up by Smith for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with it, leading by 4. 2:15 to play in the second quarter. Nice behind-the-back dribble by Suggett in the paint. He'll lob it up for Besteman, and Besteman will be fouled underneath. Non-shooting foul, and just the 4th foul on the Wolves here in this first half.
And Kearney kind of has some moving screens. They have cutters going and have the guy taking 3s. That makes it difficult for Rudyard to get out on some of the three-point shooters.
That foul was on number 20, Michael Flanagan, his 2nd, as Nathan Walling checks back in for Rudyard, replacing Hayden Mills. Pass inside. Nice. Suggett as Besteman catches it in midair and puts it in. Besteman with 10, and the Bulldogs lead once again by 4.
And that's the advantage of having 2 really good scoring players. When one's slumping, the other one can pick it up.
Now here's Kearney Nadu with it. Top of the arc. That's Kaufman. Being guarded by Walling. Kaufman will back it up, drawing the double team. Over on the right wing, Hodson, near corner. Imhoff, 3. That one's off the back heel. Rebound inside, picked up by Peterson. Good job by Cam. Now Peterson gets it back. Over to Suggett across the midcourt line. As he gets, well, he falls down. Keeps a dribble alive. And that's going to be a steal by Kearney. That's Cook. He brings it off the glass. No good, but he'll shoot 2 free throws. As that'll be a foul on Rudyard.
And when Suggett went down, he's got 5 seconds before. So that's where you just wait, have someone cut. If you're going to turn it over, it's better off on a 5-second call than turn over like that.
That foul will be on Nathan Walling. His 1st free throw missed by Kearney Nadu, as that's Braden Kukuk. And Kearney not doing a good job from the free throw line so far, Ray. They're 1 of 5.
Well, that's definitely not a good job.
Make it 1 of 6 as Kukuk misses both. Rebound picked up by Smith for the Bulldogs. They lead by 6, 1:20 left here in this second quarter. Now Peterson stops and pops. That one's no good. Rebound inside. Smith misses. Besteman on the rebound. He has 10 points in the quarter, 12 and a half. And the Bulldogs match their biggest lead. It's 8 with 1:05 left in this second quarter.
Great shot by Peterson. That's open, and it creates the rebounding for inside Rudyard players if he misses.
Now a steal by Walling. Good defense by the Bulldogs. Walling across the midcourt line. 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. Bulldogs lead by 8. Suggett has it on the left wing. EJ Suggett yet to score, but other players certainly doing that here so far. Peterson's pass was intended for Smith, but swatted out of bounds by Imhoff. Will stay with the Bulldogs.
Yeah. Kearney's showing the ability to swat that pass out of the air. They're play taller than they seem.
Now Suggett gets it to Peterson. Over to Walling on the right wing. Walling inside to Besteman. Up top, Peterson. Now Peterson over to Walling on the right wing. 3. That one short. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Wolves. That's Imhoff. Well, they jump ball situation, but possession arrow points their direction of the Wolves.
And Kearney's given up that shot, so you've got to take that. If three-point range is a little outside your range, then take in a step.
30 seconds left in this second quarter. We'll see if the Wolves play for the last shot. Tate Bestman with 10 points in this quarter. He's been the story as of late. Now Kaufman will dribble it at the center circle, being guarded by Peterson. Gets over the far sideline. Imhoff back to Kaufman. Under 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Now Kaufman on the right wing. Imhoff. Imhoff, nice move. Shoots the three. No good. Rebound picked up by Bestman. At the buzzer. No good at halftime in our Division 4 quarterfinal from Sioux High. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead the Kearney Nadu Wolves by the score of 28-20. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell at the Sioux High Gymnasium on this Tuesday night. And we are at halftime of our Division 4 quarterfinal between the Kearney Nadu Wolves and the Rudyard Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs outscored Kearney 16-6 in that second quarter. And they lead the Wolves by the score of 28-20. Before we look at the scoring leaders for both squads, Ray, your thoughts on the first half?
Not a bad first half. Both teams had a little nerves. Both teams did some good things. Going forward, I think if you're Rudyard, now you're going to counter to how Kearney is playing inside the paint. They're swarming the ball when you get it, so you have to catch it. If the double, triple team's coming, kick it out, relocate, cut off of that, take advantage of that. When somebody double or triple teams you, that's just an advantage for two quick passes to get an easy shot. I think they need to take a little more 15-foot mid-range shots or take some threes.
Couple keys to me, Ray. E.J. Suggett not playing his best basketball here in this first half. He hasn't had any points. He picked up those two early fouls, but he didn't go to the bench at all in that first half. Credit to him not to pick up that third foul, and I think Rudyard found a way to get the ball inside to Bestman. Bestman had 10 points in that second quarter, and again, you got to use that size advantage. Bestman's about 4 inches taller than anybody on the Wolves, and so Rudyard, I think they're finding a way to get him the ball, especially in that second quarter. Yeah.
And the other thing you do is you feed the hot hand. Bestman's got the touch. He's doing well, so take advantage. If they're going to really key on Suggett, which if I was coach, actually, that would be the player I would key on, is Suggett, and make the other guys beat you. But if he remains patient, he will get his opportunities.
Tate Bestman with 12 points for the Bulldogs to lead all scorers at half. Cam Peterson with 6. Austin Warner and Gannon Smith with 4 each. Hayden Mills with 2. For the Kearney Nadu Wolves, Bo Kaufman, their leading scorer, he has 9 points. Michael Flanagan with 5. Tim Hodson and Jerry Lee LaFord with 3 each. Rudyard made all 2-point baskets. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Kearney Nadu with 5 3-pointers in that first half. They just had 2 2-point field goals, and they're 1 of 6 from the free throw line. Foul trouble for the Bulldogs, E.J. Suggett with 2. For Kearney Nadu, Michael Flanagan with 2. We'll take our final break here in our halftime show. And Ray and I come back. We'll have the second half of our quarterfinal here at the Sioux High Gymnasium. Our score at halftime, Rudyard leads Kearney Nadu by the score of 28-20. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. At the Sioux High Gymnasium on this beautiful Tuesday evening in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. We're about 2 minutes away from starting our second half in our Division 4 boys basketball quarterfinal, and the Rudyard Bulldogs lead Kearney Nadu by the score of 28-20. The winner of this game will advance to a Division 4 semifinal at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and the winner will face either Wyoming, Tri-Unity Christian, or Webbersville. If it's Rudyard, Ray and I will be making the trek down to Grand Rapids tomorrow afternoon / evening, and we'll have the call of the state semifinal in Grand Rapids, starting with the pregame show a little bit earlier. We'll probably start about 9:40 for that one. But Ray, still a lot of business to sort out here. If you're Kearney Nadu, obviously the three-pointer has kept them in the game. Free throws has hurt them, and they're going to have to try to find an answer for Bestman because he seems to have the hot hand here lately.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game, nip and tuck. At this level, very rarely do you blow somebody out. So Kearney's going to make a run. If you're Rudyard, you just stay calm. You play your game. You work on your keys you've talked about. Keep playing good defense and rebounding the ball, and you'll win the game. How you doing?
Same thing as head coach Doug Ingles, joining our broadcasters from Kearney Nadu, the legendary Jerry Root. I had a nice conversation with him before the broadcast, Ray. He's been doing basketball broadcasts for 49 years. That's a lot of experience right there.
Yeah, yes, it is. Slightly more than me.
And I won't say how old we'll be if we get to our 49-year mark, Ray. We'll have to probably have some special accommodations made for us at that time.
Can I count my 27 years of coaching
yes,
as part of
we'll,
that?
Yes, we'll put that in there. It counts my 10 years of broadcasting. So good crowd here at the Suhai Gymnasium. Not a packed house, but definitely a very good crowd here. Not quite the quarterfinals that we've seen in the past, Ray. The last time Rudyard made the quarterfinals back in 2010, that game was played at the North Center, and that was pre-COVID times, mind you. That was a very packed house.
Yeah, and they were turning college scouts away because it was full to capacity.
So here we go. Second half about to begin here at the Suhai Gymnasium. Kearney with the ball going right to left as seen on your radio dial. They trail by eight, and again, the winner will advance to the semifinals on Thursday. Here's Coffin with it. He puts a shot off the glass. No, but that'll be a foul on Rudyard, and that's going to go on Cam Peterson, his second. So back to the line, Kearney Nadu. But again, Ray, just one of six so far here tonight.
Yep, a little bit different offensive set for Kearney that time. A little pick and roll to get their best player going to the basket.
Coffman, he makes the first free throw. He's in double digits with 10. That cuts the lead to 28-21. Now Kaufman bends the knees, puts up the shot, and he makes those two look easy. He has 11 as the Bulldogs now trail, or rather lead by six. Mills with it on the right wing, up top to Besteman, over to Suggett, yet to score, left wing three, yes sir! You knew it was only a matter of time before Suggett hits that shot, and he has his first 3 points, and the Bulldogs lead by nine.
And a 2-2-1 full court, or three quarters court trap here by Rudyard, a little bit different.
Now across the midcourt line, Kaufman gets it to LaFord. LaFord drives on Suggett. Suggett kind of backed away there. Probably smart, Ray. You don't want to pick up that third foul. As LaFord puts in two, he has five. And that cuts the lead to seven.
Yeah, no, smart move on Suggett's play.
Now the Bulldogs with it. Mills on the right wing. Being guarded by Kaufman. He'll bounce pass to Peterson over on the left side. Warner. Warner, pass inside. Mills. Mills almost lost it, gets it to Warner. Now Warner, nice move, puts it off the glass, no. But a good job there by Austin Warner as he will go to the free throw line shooting two.
Yeah, Mills did a really good job holding onto the ball and going low and just muscling his way through looking for the pass out.
That foul on Braden Kukuk, his first, and at the line, Austin Warner. Bulldogs 2 of 2 from the free throw line, make it 3 of 3. As Warner sinks that one, he has 5, and that extends the lead to 8.
And Warner, he also did a good job being tough with that ball going towards the basket.
Nice looking free throws there by Warner as he makes both. And the Bulldogs lead 33-24 with 7 minutes left to play here in this third quarter. Now the Wolves with it across the midcourt line. Pass to Kukuk. He lost it, stolen by the Bulldogs. Pass to Warner along the baseline. Now Warner will drive the baseline, find Peterson. He lays it off the glass, misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Hodson.
Smart play by Warner just to grab the ball and settle it.
Now Kaufman across the midcourt line for the Wolves. They trail by 9, 6:35 to play in this third quarter. On the left wing, Flanagan up top. That's Hodson. Now he gets it to Kaufman on the right wing. Kaufman drives, stops and pops in the lane. That one rattles in. He gets the shooter's roll there. Kaufman with 13, and that cuts the lead to 7.
I think you're going to see more action with him this quarter.
Now Suggett drives, puts up the left-handed shot off the back iron, rebound picked up by Kukuk, and that's going to be a foul on Besteman going for the rebound, and that's his second. Fans don't like that call.
No, it was on Suggett.
Oh, they do call it on Suggett. Okay, so Suggett has 3. I thought it was on Besteman. So E.J. Suggett with 3 fouls as the Wolves have it trailing by 7. Now they have it to Flanagan, right wing, rather Kaufman, 3. That one's short. That was NBA type 3 right there as Warner gives the pass to Peterson. Peterson across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. Peterson on the right wing. Over to the far corner, Mills, 3. That one's good. Hayden Mills with 5 as Rudyard now with 2 threes in this third quarter. They didn't have any in the first half as they lead by 10.
Yes, And you got to take some of those shots.
Now,
nice hustle.
Yeah, Warner goes to the floor, almost keeps it alive. Now, far corner three. That's LaFleur. That one rattles out. That was halfway down. Rebounded by the Bulldogs as they press the tempo. Suggett across the midcourt line. Suggett now over on the left wing, up top to Peterson. Peterson over to Mills. Mills, far corner. Left of the lane, Besteman in the paint, puts up the shot short, gets his own rebound, misses it. Third opportunity, that one's no good. Rebound picked up by the Wolves. That's Flanagan. Flanagan across the midcourt line. Now Flanagan drives on Besteman. We'll have a blocking foul as Besteman picks up his second. Red Yard fans not happy with some of the calls or lack of calls here in this third quarter.
Besteman, I don't think it was totally set. I mean, Flanagan was going kind of too slow. Besteman should have just took a step farther out and set himself.
5:02 to play in the third quarter. Wolves with the ball trailing Rudyard by 10. Now in the far corner, Flanagan launches the three. That one short. Rebound picked up by Warner. Warner gets it to Peterson. Peterson, right-handed dribble across the midcourt line. Now Peterson on the right wing, up top to Suggett. Over to Warner on the left wing. Warner bobbled it for a moment. Now in the paint. Gets it outside to Peterson. Peterson near side three. That one's too strong. Rebound picked up by Warner. Goes off the hands of Besteman to Kaufman. Kaufman has Hodson open. He finds him. Oh, that could have been a travel, and they missed that one. Wow, Hodson puts in the two. That one, even LeBron wouldn't have gotten away. Now Suggett with the three. Yes, sir. E.J. Suggett with six, and the Bulldogs lead by 11. That's a way to counter that one, Ray.
Yep.
Now Carney with it, trailing by 11, 4:05 to play in this third quarter. Been a fast-moving game. Kaufman inside, now out to Flanagan. He launches the three, and that one's good. Michael Flanagan with eight as Carney Nadeau takes a timeout with 3:58 to play in this third quarter. Rudyard leads by the score of 39-31.
And Rudyard's kind of switched their defense up. They're kind of playing like a 1-2-1-1. Trying to keep Besteman more in the middle, and you have Mills up top doing a lot of the running.
Keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Besteman with 12 points to lead the Bulldogs. He's yet to score in this second half. Suggett with six, two threes in this third quarter, and Bo Kaufman with 13 points to lead the Wolves. And they're not going to go away, Ray. That three-point shot certainly keeping them in this game as they trail by eight. And the Bulldogs will have the ball off the timeout.
Yep. Well, in fact, Carney has a veteran coach who's been around a long time. So he's been in this game before. He knows how to control the team's emotions and keep them calm and relaxed.
Now Peterson on the inbound. As Carney really hasn't pressed Rudyard at all on the defensive end so far, as Mills walks it across the midcourt line. Mills bounce pass to Peterson on the right wing, up top to Mills. Now Mills switches hands with the dribble. Over to Peterson on the right wing. Peterson up top to Suggett. Mills open, left wing three. Yes, sir! Hayden Mills with two threes in this third quarter. He has eight. And the Bulldogs, once they get the score on there, looks like they trail 31-3 right now, Ray, but I think they're up 43-31. Check that, 42-31 with 3:25 to play in this third quarter.
And talking about a veteran coach of Kearney, they've switched to a diamond and one. So they're playing Suggett man-to-man, and the rest are playing zone.
Now the Wolves with it up top. That's Kaufman being guarded by Peterson on the left wing. LaFleur, three, that one short. Rebound picked up by Besteman, but batted out of his hands, kept alive by the Wolves. Here's Imhoff in the paint. He had it stripped by Mills. Mills is going to go to the basket and switch hands, put up an underhanded scoop shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, and that one misses. Warner on the rebound, and he was fouled. Good offensive rebounds by the Bulldogs here in this third quarter, Ray.
And Mills maybe looked a little awkward going up, but he realized if he took one more drill, he was going to lose it. So he did a good thing. He got the shot attempt up, almost made it.
That foul on Michael Flanagan, his third at the line. Austin Warner, as the Bulldogs a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Kearney Nadeau, 3 of 8.
And Warner and Mills have done a great job this quarter. sandwiched along with Suggett's couple of timely three-pointers.
As that one rattles in for Warner, he's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He has 8. The Bulldogs have their biggest lead right now. It's 13 with 2:45 to play in this third quarter. Now Coffin with it. He drives, gets around everyone with the right hand and puts it up and in. That's pretty tough to defend there, and we're going to have another timeout, Ray, with 2:42 to play in this third quarter. The Rudyard Bulldogs lead Kearney Nadu by the score of 44-33.
It's kind of an interesting quick timeout.
Yeah, very quick timeout, as now Kearney with just 2 timeouts. The Bulldogs yet to use one. If you want to hear the podcast of tonight's game or any of our EUP games of the week, along with Suhai Blue Devil Athletics, our show The Game on ESPN 1400, Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, and various other sports content, you can find it all on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We'll post tonight's broadcast tomorrow morning, so fans that were here maybe want to relive it or just want to save it for the archives, very easy to do. You can download the audio files to your computer, save it on a hard drive, and you have it forever and ever. You don't have to stack up the old VCR tapes, Ray, like they had to do in the cassette tapes and everything else. I'm told. I don't remember those days, of course.
Neither do I.
Exactly. So the Bulldogs will have the ball once again off the timeout. 2:42 to play in this third quarter. They lead the Wolves by the score of 44-33.
So now it looks like a full court man, at least on...
Now Suggett's pass almost goes out of bounds. Great play by Peterson, diving to keep that alive. Now Warner drives. Off the back heel, no rebound, goes to Mills. He keeps it alive. Good hustle by the Bulldogs. Now Suggett drives. That one's short. He kind of lost possession of the ball. Mills gets the rebound again. Up top to Peterson, over to Suggett. Pass inside. That's got to be a foul, and it is. As Warner was hammered underneath the basket, that'll go on Imhoff, his first. Team foul number 3 for Kearney Nadu here in the second half.
Warner did a nice job of sealing his man off, which created the opportunity to get fouled.
Now Suggett to inbound. Bounce pass to Warner. Off the glass and good. Good pass by Suggett. And Austin Warner has 6 points in this quarter, 10 on the night. And the Bulldogs now starting to extend their lead. It's 13.
And now you just got to keep playing really good defense. Don't throw the ball away.
Now here's a long 2 by LaFord, near side, no good. Rebound picked up by Suggett. Suggett, outlet pass, inside. Mills puts up the shot, and good. Hayden Mills with 8 in the quarter, 10 on the night, and the Bulldogs lead by 15, under 2 minutes to play in this third quarter.
Great catch by Mills. Nice jump stop and strong move up to finish.
Now Hodson in the paint puts up a tough shot, and he puts it in. Hodson with 7. And it's 48-35 Rudyard, 1:35 to play in this third quarter. Peterson with the ball, nice step, puts it off the high glass. And in Cam Peterson with 8. And the Bulldogs roll, and they lead by 15.
Yeah, just don't get too fancy, though. You kind of sense they might get a little too excited. Stay focused and follow your game plan.
Now Coffin from the right elbow. That shot misses. Rebound picked up by Warner. Rudyard will slow it down a bit. Now they get it across the midcourt line to Mills. Mills on the right wing, up top to Peterson. Suggett wanted the ball, but Peterson holds on to it. He'll back it up. As we have 1:05 to play in this third quarter, Rudyard leads Kearney Nadu by 15 in our quarterfinal. Pass inside Warner. Warner, move off the glass. And then, boy, Austin Warner having himself a nice third quarter. He has 8, 12 in the game, and the Bulldogs lead 52-35, 50 seconds left in the third quarter.
And Kearney has now switched to man-to-man, and Rudyard's just moving the ball and taking advantage of mismatches.
Now Kaufman up top to Flanagan. Flanagan left of the lane on the right wing, LaFord. Far corner 3, Kaufman, that one short, rebounded by Besteman. He gets it to Suggett. See if the Bulldogs hold for the last shot. Still 30 seconds left here in the third. Suggett with it. Now Suggett at the left block. Had it stripped. Picked up by the Wolves. That's Imhoff. Now Imhoff will drive on Besteman. Get around him and blocked by Besteman. Great play by Besteman. Here's Peterson with it. Peterson, bounce pass. Suggett inside. He's hammered. And E.J. Suggett will go to the line shooting 2 as that foul was on Michael Flanagan, and that's his 4th ring.
And Suggett set Flanagan up.
Yes, he
went in.
Smart
he knew
play.
He was going to get hammered. Flanagan handled him actually pretty hard. I might, as a coach, I might say, isn't that flagrant territory?
It could have been. Now, E.J. Suggett at the line. He has six, make it seven. Rudyard shooting lights out from the free throw line, 7 of 7. And now we have all sorts of substitutions for the Bulldogs as Smith comes in along with Mayer, Louis Mayer, and Nathan Walling.
You know, this is a great time to make a substitution because you're only going to lose 10 seconds game time, but you're talking a minute and a half. Real time.
Suggett makes the second free throw. He has 8, and the Bulldogs lead by 19. 5 seconds left in this third quarter, and that's going to be a foul on, I believe, Mayer, Louis Mayer, his first team foul number 6 with 3.9 seconds left here in this third quarter.
Not a bad foul, though.
Not at all. Now Hodson gets it up top to Kaufman. Kaufman trying to get a shot at the buzzer. 3's no good, and a big third quarter for the Rudyard Bulldogs as they are 8 minutes away from their first semifinal in many generations. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. The Rudyard Bulldogs outscore Kearney Nadu in that third quarter 26-15, and they lead by the score of 54-35 as we start the fourth quarter here in our quarterfinal from Sault Ste. Marie. Pass inside, that one over the head of Besteman, picked up by the Wolves as they will take it up court. That's Flanagan with those 4 fouls. Over on the left wing, Kaufman. Now here's Kukuk. He drives, gets it back out. Kaufman now. Kaufman, left block, shot, fadeaway, no good. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Peterson over to Suggett. Suggett's pass inside Mills. Looked like that was going to go out of bounds, but Mills did a good job to keep that one.
Mills has got, like, stick 'em on his hands because he grabs it.
Now the Bulldogs slowing it down smartly. They lead by 19, leading the way. Austin Warner and Tate Bestman with 12 each. Hayden Mills with 10. Peterson and Suggett with 8. Now we have another steal by the Wolves. They're being led in scoring by Bo Kaufman. He has 15. Bulldogs potentially could get 5 starters all in double digits. You're never going to lose games if you do that.
No.
Or rarely. Now Kaufman up top. Here's Flanagan with the 3. That one's way off. He follows his own shot, but picked up by Bestman. Peterson with the ball. The winner advances to the state semifinal Thursday morning in Grand Rapids. Now pass inside. Suggett underneath the basket. Tough shot, and he puts it in. Boy, he didn't have much space under there, Ray. But E.J. Suggett, a smart player. He's in double digits. He has 10, and the Bulldogs lead by 21.
He is very good at getting himself in bad positions on purpose, drawing the foul, and scoring off of it, too.
And Suggett makes the free throw. The Bulldogs 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Suggett with 11, and the Bulldogs lead 57-35 with 6:35 to play in this fourth quarter. Now Kaufman over on the right wing, Imhoff. Bounce pass up top to Hodson. Hodson will back it up. Kearney needs a lot of points in a hurry here. Imhoff gets it to Flanagan. That shot misses. Rebound picked up by Besteman. Now Peterson has it. Bulldogs lead by 22, 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Peterson drives all the way to the basket, and he's fouled, and that's a smart play by Cam Peterson. He's had himself a nice night, and if he hits these 2 free throws, Ray, he's in double digits, and you have every starter in double digits for the Bulldogs.
He has, like, another gear when he sees the lane open and gets his way going to the basket.
That foul was on Michael Flanagan, his 5th, so he fouls out with 8 points. As Jerry Lee LaFord will check in for him. So Peterson at the line, shooting 2, first free throw, no good. So that's the first miss by the Bulldogs on their 10th attempt at the charity stripe.
As a coach, I could live with 9
yes,
out of
you
10
could.
On the line.
Yes, you could. Now Peterson with 8 points, second free throw up, and good, make it 9. The Bulldogs lead 58-35 with 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Now Kaufman with it. He drives. Kaufman stops and pops. That one's off the back heel. Rebound picked up by Peterson. Now Peterson gets it up to Warner. Warner across the midcourt line. Almost lost it. Now Besteman has it over to Peterson on the right wing. Warner open left wing. He'll drive along the baseline past the Besteman. Besteman will back it out. Again, Rudyard, no need to rush shots right now, leading by 23. Now pass inside. That was a bad pass taken away by Imhoff. Wolves yet to score in this fourth quarter. Over along the baseline, LaFord. Nice drive, but a wild shot picked up by Suggett. Suggett will smartly walk it up the court. Gets it to Besteman. Besteman back to Suggett. Suggett inside to Warner. Warner fakes the shot. Now Warner stops and pops. He misses. Rebound picked up by Imhoff. Coach Suggett, I don't think, liked that shot too much.
Well, it's better than some of the turnovers they've had in this quarter.
Speaking of turnovers, Imhoff's pass out of the reach of Hodson will go back to the Bulldogs with 5:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard in good position to advance to the semifinal in Grand Rapids on Thursday. And if they do, Ray and I will be there for the broadcast.
Yeah,
the early morning. Bring the coffee, Ray.
Okay, definitely.
10 a.m. start time at the Van Andel. Never been to that arena.
That makes two of us.
Now here's Suggett inside. Draws the double team, and that one's stripped again by the Wolves. That's Kukuk. He'll get it across the midcourt line to LaFord. LaFord to Kaufman. Long three. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Kukuk in the paint. Falls down on the right wing. LaFord three. That one's no good. Nothing going in for the Wolves as Rudyard has it across the midcourt line. Peterson. Peterson with the ball on the right wing. 4:40 to play in this fourth quarter. And we haven't even played an hour of basketball, Ray. This game's zipping by. Now Suggett, left wing three. Yes, sir! E.J. Suggett with another three. And he had no points at halftime, Ray. He has 15 now. Doesn't take him very long. Make it 14. Now a shot in the paint by Kaufman. No good, but that'll be a foul on the Bulldogs. They lead 61-35 with 4:17 to play here in this contest.
And Besteman's asking, what did I do? I just stood there.
And they called the foul on Peterson, Ray. That's his third.
Well, that would explain why it wasn't on Besteman then.
Kaufman misses the first free throw, so the Wolves yet to score in this fourth quarter. And
you know, I think it's the tempo of the game has worn down Carney.
Yep. Second free throw rattles in by Kaufman. He has 16, but it's all Rudyard. They lead 61-36. With 4:10 to play here in this fourth quarter. Four Rudyard starters in double digits. Peterson has nine. We'll see if he gets a couple points to join the double-digit club. Now he's going to pass it to Warner. He puts it off the high glass and in. Warner with 14 as the Bulldogs lead 63-36, under four to play.
I'm sure Peterson wants the win, doesn't care about his points.
Now here's Kaufman in the paint, and that's going to be a foul on Besteman, as Rudyard fans don't like that one.
I think it might be on Warner. I think he reached and
so they call the foul on Rudyard. That is their seventh team foul. And so that'll send Kaufman to the line once again.
Yeah, it was on Warner.
So Warner with the foul. That's his first. So at the line, Bo Kaufman, 16 points on the night. He misses his first free throw.
Yeah, Kaufman, you can really tell, is tired because his shots that are short now.
This team wears you down, Ray, as we've seen several times this season.
Yes.
Kaufman makes his second free throw. He has 17. The Bulldogs lead 63-37. Now Peterson drives off the glass and in. Five Rudyard players in double digits as Peterson now with 11. And unselfish basketball, that's certainly one of the strengths of this team for Rudyard. Now a three-pointer no good by Imhoff on the rebound. Kukuk, he puts it in, his first 2 points. And it's 65-39 Rudyard, 3:20 to play. Now across the midcourt line. Here's Besteman with it. Suggett wants the ball. He gets it up top to Peterson. Peterson on the right wing to Mills. Mills, top of the circle. Now Suggett over to Peterson along the baseline. He'll put it up the right-handed in. Cam Peterson, I'll tell you what, his development this year, Ray, as a freshman, has been something to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the most remarkable thing is he's consistent in his play now.
Yes. Now a long three by Kaufman. That one's good. So Kaufman now with 20 points to lead all scorers, but it's going to be too little too late for Kearney Nadu. They trail by 25 with 2:45 to play. Suggett with it. On the left wing, inside to Besteman. Besteman, nice pass to Warner. Warner lays it up off the glass and in. Warner with 16 points to lead Bulldog scores. And the Bulldogs lead 69-42 with 2:30 to play.
But there's that unselfish basketball. Besteman could have taken a shot, but he gave it to the guy with a higher percentage shot.
And Besteman hasn't scored in this half.
Oh, that's a horrible.
That's another call on Besteman. That's his third.
That's horrible. Besteman was set.
Good position.
Yes. I mean, you can't teach it any better than that.
Now we'll have some Rudyard Bulldogs players come in off the bench. Gannon Smith and Nathan Walling set to check in. As Jerry Lee LaFord at the line shooting two. First free throw up and in. LaFord now with six. And we'll also have Louis Mayer checking in, replacing Warner. Besteman and Mills, and they get a big round of applause from this very partisan Rudyard crowd. And lots of hugs from Coach Suggett as Rudyard, they're going to advance to the state semifinal in Grand Rapids.
Name in your history books now.
Yes, yes, indeed. Second free throw missed by LaFord. Rebound picked up by Suggett. Suggett with the ball. Along the baseline. That's Walling. He misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Windsor. Robert Windsor's first action for the Wolves. Now Kaufman with it across the midcourt line. Kaufman will launch a long three. That one's short. Rebound picked up inside by the Bulldogs. And will go off a Kearney player out of bounds with 1:58 to play.
Yep, and now you just want to get the clock running, get out of here, no injuries, and get ready to go to Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. Louis Mayer up top to Peterson. Now Suggett with it. Suggett drives. Nice step to the basket, and he lays it off the glass and in. E.J. Suggett with 16 points all in the second half, and it's 71-43 Rudyard with 1:35 to play. Now here's LaFord with it. He launches the three. That one's good. Jerry Lee LaFord now with nine. As Rudyard leads 71-46, minute 25 to play. Peterson's pass along the baseline. Louis Mayer now on the right wing. Walling three. That one almost went in. Rattles out. Rebound that goes out of bounds. Kept alive by the Bulldogs, though. And there's Nathan Walling with his first 2 points. We have a timeout by head coach Jim Suggett as the Rudyard Bulldogs, 1 minute and 14 seconds away from advancing to the state semifinals in Grand Rapids as they lead by the score of 73-46.
And good timeout by Coach Suggett, because now he's going to get his last couple of guys in. You would hope that Kearney would take their last couple of guys out. It's usually the kind of the way you do it, but Rudyard's up by enough. Those kids get to deserve to play. Now they get to play in a quarterfinal game.
And a semifinal coming up.
Yes.
As we hit the top of the hour, you are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on WMKD Pickford, Sault Ste. Marie. My name is Scott Nason. Color commentator is Ray Bell. Our broadcast engineer is Emily Pentecost. As we are at the state quarterfinal for boys basketball in Division IV, and the Rudyard Bulldogs a minute and 14 seconds away from advancing to the state semifinal at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids Thursday morning at 10 o'clock as they lead by the score of 73-46. And now you have wholesale changes for both teams as Trevor Lama, Eli Sprague, Dylan McMillan, Braden Maloski all out there for Rudyard, and along with, I believe, Brett Mayer. Now Kaufman with it. He's still out there for the Wolves. Kearney not giving up, but certainly a great season for them. Tillman shot no good from three. Rebound picked up by McMillan. We saw this bench look good against the Lansing race. See if they can get a few points here. Now here's McMillan inside. He drives to the basket. He'll draw the foul, and Dylan McMillan, love that name, will shoot two free throws for the Bulldogs.
Got a nice flow to it.
So McMillan at the line shooting two. Rudyard will play either Wyoming, Tri-Unity Christian, or Weberville in their semifinal Thursday morning. We'll be there on the EUP Game of the Week. We'll start the pregame a little early in that one. We'll start around 9:40 right here on Country 105 as McMillan makes the first free throw. Second free throw up, and that one misses. Rebound picked up by the Wolves. 40 seconds to play. Rudyard with a 74-46 lead. Now here's Kaufman with it. Kaufman in the paint. Passes it outside. Windsor, long two near side, good. So Robert Windsor on the score sheet for the Wolves with two. And the Bulldogs with it, 30 seconds left. And they will advance to the state semifinal in Grand Rapids. Pass along the baseline will be kicked, I believe, by the Wolves as well.
Yes, kickball, so it will be Rudyard's ball on the inbound.
And number 44 out there for the Bulldogs. I don't have his name, Ray. I'm going to check the rosters here. Jesse Zerp in for Rudyard. Now pass to Lama. Over to Bickle. As Lama at the midcourt circle, 15 seconds left. Kearney still pressuring the Bulldogs. Underneath, here's a chance for the Bulldogs, and that's Jesse Zerp. He puts it in.
A big round of applause.
Absolutely.
For everybody.
With 2 points and our final score in our quarterfinal from Sault Ste. Marie, the Rudyard Bulldogs have advanced to the state semifinals in boys basketball as they cruise to a 76-48 win over the Kearney Nadu Wolves. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back with our post-game show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell. Our final score in our Division 4 boys basketball quarterfinal from the Sioux High Gymnasium. The Rudyard Bulldogs score 48 points in that second half, and they defeat Kearney Nadu by the score of 76-48 as the Bulldogs advance to the Division 4 state semifinal, which will be played in Grand Rapids at the Van Andel Arena on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock as they will take on either Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian or Weberville. And Ray, before we get to the scoring stats and some other things, the Rudyard Bulldogs, they're a darn good team. They're an unselfish team. Five players in double digits. It's just a team that's tough to play against. Kearney hung with them the first quarter, even the first half, only being down by 8, but the Bulldogs really put the pedal to the metal in that second half, and they get a well-earned victory.
Yes, I love a running style. My great teams at Brimley pushed and ran, and if you can pull it off, you can wear teams down. And they play so unselfish. You had like Warner, Mills, Smith, scoring points. They had opportunities. Besteman and Suggett, they see an open guy with a better shot, they pass the ball. They're not worried about their stats. They want the W. The style you play, you're going to get lots of opportunities, and to get five guys in double digits is awesome.
Leading the way in the scoring department for the Rudyard Bulldogs, Austin Warner with 16 points. He had 10 in that third quarter that really lifted the Bulldogs to that big run. E.J. Suggett, scoreless in the first half, gets two early fouls. He ends up getting 16 points on the night. Cam Peterson, can't say enough about his play as a freshman, as any level of a freshman, a sophomore, a junior. He looks great out there running the point at 13 points. Tate Besteman with 12, not in that second half, but they didn't need him. He had 10 points in that third quarter. Hayden Mills with 10, so all five Rudyard starters in double digits. And as we said, Ray, you may lose a game with all five starters in double digits, but it doesn't happen very often.
It's going to be an exciting game. You lose with all five in double digits.
Exactly. Gannon Smith with 4 for the Bulldogs. Nathan Walling with 2. And number 44, Jesse Zerp, with 2 points off the bench for the Rudyard Bulldogs. Leading the way for Kearney Nadu, Bo Kaufman. He had 20 points on the night. Jerry Lee LaFord with 9. 8 points from Michael Flanagan. 7 points, Tim Hodson. 2 points each from Robert Windsor and Braden Cook. At the free throw line, Rudyard did a great job, 11 out of 13. Kearney Nadu, 6 of 14. With the win, the Bulldogs improved to 18-2 on the season and will be in the state semifinal in Grand Rapids on Thursday. Kearney Nadu, they end their season at 13-9. We'll take our final break here in postgame. We come back, we'll have our final thoughts on this one and look forward to a nice road trip to Grand Rapids in a state semifinal. First time for the Bulldogs in many generations. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Sioux High Gymnasium for our boys basketball quarterfinal as the Rudyard Bulldogs advance to the state semifinals in Grand Rapids on Thursday as they knock off Kearney Nadu by the score of 76-48. Ray, any final thoughts in this game? Again, the Rudyard Bulldogs, unselfish basketball. They stayed within their game plan, five starters in double digits, and they did a great job, especially in that second half on the boards, as you would expect with the size advantage. Certainly, this is the team that we've seen all season, and they came through tonight.
Yeah, the tough thing now for the Rudyard Bulldogs is you got to tune out all the noise and about that's going on, about the excitement, and just focus on the game, get a good night's sleep. You'll probably head down a day early, practice somewhere, but just focus and prepare for the game just like you did any other game.
So we will make the trek down to Grand Rapids Wednesday afternoon, Ray, as the Rudyard Bulldogs will take on either Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian or Weberville. And that game will be played at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. We'll have the pregame show right here on Country 105, starting with the pregame show around 9:40. And so, Ray, we get another chance to take a road trip. certainly will be going to warmer climate, although it's pretty warm here. And anytime you're able to do a state semifinal as a player, as a coach, as a fan, and as a broadcaster, certainly something special. And who knows, maybe even a state final at the Breslin Center on Saturday. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast, and I will see you tomorrow afternoon and talk to you Thursday morning for our UP Game of the Week.
Sounds great. Let's go.
Let's go indeed. Again, if you want to hear the podcast of this game, you can find it at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Emily Pentecost, back in the Country 105 studios, doing a great job as always, and thank each and every one of you for listening tonight. Once again, our final score here at the Sioux High Gymnasium, Rudyard advances to the state semifinals in boys basketball as they knock off Kearney Nadu by the score of 76-48. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105.